The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, OPP. Oh my God. Sorry. I'm on my first tangent.
Wow, okay.
You didn't even make it through a sentence.
We didn't even talk yet.
I was at the chiropractor's office.
Yeah.
My daughter hurt her neck. Guess what was playing?
OPP.
It was.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, I can't wait to tell them that. And it just occurred to me right now.
Yeah.
Okay, what's
today's
problem?
Number one choice of chiropractors in Colorado. We've got Candy. She's got kind of an awkward situation with her husband's boss, and
yikes.
Some advances, maybe.
Oh,
I'll let her say it. Candy?
Yay!
What is happening?
Okay. I've got a little dilemma here. Me and my husband, my husband's very good friends with his boss and, you know, his wife. So we hang out a lot. And, you know, recently I had them over for dinner. And, while we were cleaning up and everything, you know, me and my husband's boss kind of ended up in the kitchen alone. And, you know, we had all been drinking and stuff, but I think he just had a little bit more than, like, the rest of us. So, like, he leaned in, like, he tried to kiss me. And I pulled away, like, I snatched away. I was kind of shocked because I don't know where he picked that up from. And you know, he apologized immediately, like, and he was kind of shocked. I don't know if he was shocked that I pulled away or that he had did that.
He did admit, like, he owned that it was a kiss. You didn't misunderstand. He wasn't falling forward. He wasn't, like, he wasn't tipsy, literally. He admitted what he tried.
He immediately said it was a mistake, like, you know, that he didn't know what he was doing, you know. And, I mean, the night ended quickly after that, of course, but, you know.
Because, they packed up and bounced? They were just... Like, that almost makes him, I don't know, I'm not.
Well, did he really admit to it, or was it, oh, it's a mistake, did he kind of brush it off, or was he like, wow, that was out of line?
Well, he just was like, you know, I didn't mean to do that. Like, he seems so kind of, like, off-put from it, like, he shocked himself, I don't know. But, you know, he apologized, and...
Have you guys been flirty in the past? I mean, because... There are flirty lines with your friends sometimes. You've never been at all?
No. Nothing. And he's never been inappropriate in any type of way. And, like, maybe it was just kind of due to the, you know, maybe it was the drinking thing. I don't know. But, you know,
I don't like that as an excuse.
Drunk words or sober thoughts.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm. I've never wanted to kiss somebody drunk that I didn't want to kiss when I was sober.
Yeah. You just get the courage to do it.
Correct. It lowers your inhibitions.
Yeah.
But it doesn't create new, like, psychic pathways.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm wondering. What it was his apology like? Oh, wow, I shouldn't have done that. Or just like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I'm just,
it was
I'm
more
wasted.
Kind of a, he didn't really brush it off. He just seemed like he made a big mistake. But it was intentional. It was definitely intentional.
And then he hurries he and his wife out of the house. To me, I would be worried, like, if I'm in the other room with another woman, and then I come out and go, we should go? It's like, wait, we were just, this is normally when we play Scrabble or Yahtzee, or like, we all do a puzzle. We got to go. We got, like, that's
weird. We've hung out since then, you know, and even with us hanging out, he's kind of like acting like nothing ever really happened, you know? And I've felt uncomfortable, like, the entire time of being around them again, because I feel like I'm holding something back.
Okay, let's get the phone number in, 303-222-5423, or text in at 51059. Are you asking if you should tell?
Like, I think, well, I want to tell, of course, you know, because... I mean, the powers that be, but then I don't want to jeopardize my husband's relationship. Like, they have a friendship, and it's his boss, you know? But if I don't say anything, then, like, his wife is, if he's trying to kiss me and I'm his, you know, his employee's wife, who else is this man out here trying to kiss on, you know?
Like,
I don't feel right sitting around her and keeping it, I'm holding this back from everybody. Like, I don't know what. What should I do?
But nothing did happen. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah,
I know. He walked up to it. I don't know what would have... I wonder what would have happened if you had like leaned into him, like if you would have made out, or if he would have been like, "Whoa, God, what? Wait, what am I doing?"
Don't want to think about it. Ew.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. We should have talked about that when you're on hold.
Well, and it feels a little unfair that like you would have to be the one to say, because you didn't do anything, but you're the one now holding this kind of secret, I guess. I mean,
and maybe the only one feeling guilty about it. He might not care at all.
Or even remember.
Right, and I feel like I'm carrying around secondhand guilt here because, like, and then what if I say something and then all of a sudden I've disrupted everybody's energy, you know? Like, what if she gets mad and my husband, you know, their friendship is strained? What do I do then?
That you can, I mean, you can't concern yourself with that, but you also should. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is your husband's livelihood, so.
Right.
And is it, how do we know if this guy is a
serial,
if he's a jerk or if he's just like, man, that was, I don't remember. That was a wild night or, you know, if it just,
have you ever been so tossed that you tried to kiss somebody?
No, I don't think so. I mean, not that you said that I didn't know what I was doing.
Right. You found the courage, but like, he's probably better at compartmentalizing, and like he's pretending, I'm gonna pretend this never happened, and Candy's walking around.
Which, what does that mean about his past?
We don't need to. No, if he genuinely remembers and can shove it under the rug, he's shady as hell. He's a dude who does this regularly.
But and so does his wife deserve to know, like, hey, I don't know if this is a pattern, but just want you to know this happened in the kitchen.
Sometimes you just gotta mind, I don't
know. They're also your friends, though.
They won't be if you do this. They won't be if you come clean to your husband or his wife. That friendship is
Would you want to know?
Over. Don't do that to me.
Would you want to know?
Yes, I would. But
exactly.
It's not me right now. It's other people's problems.
But I also wonder if I could, I'm trying to envision like people that we are really good friends with. And if I heard this and it's like, but that's never happened. We've hung out all the time and that's never happened except for this one time where he clearly had too much.
And maybe that's the only time that you're aware of.
That's true. Like I'm torn too, because I would like to give a good friend, the benefit of the doubt, but also like a good friend wouldn't do this.
Yeah.
I've had a friend make a pass at my significant other.
Really?
And we're not friends anymore.
Okay.
For a good reason.
I don't know. He said he was just plowed.
That's not a good excuse. That does not count. It does not invalidate all of the BS.
I understand that I took the hard line and ended the friendship.
Good.
But like,
Hang
on, Candy. We're going to get you some advice here.
I have kind of not a friend, but I remember back in Iowa, there was a club that I was DJing at. And at the time, I really needed gigs, you know, and the owner was just like a couple years older than me and my wife. So he was about our age and he was just pretty flirty with my wife. And I was in this weird position of like,
hey, man,
hey, I don't like this, but I also need you to keep employing me. And he never really crossed the line, but to this day, it's one of my biggest regrets in life.
That I didn't just cut it off
and go, screw you, I don't need you, and be bigger.
Well, and they technically can't retaliate, so if they do, then you have some other things going down.
You gotta have
a bar owner can retaliate. It's a different, not a lot of HR.
Candy needs to know. In this particular case, nobody was harmed. Maybe she should keep her mouth shut, but maybe not. I mean, you guys decide. Should she tell her husband? Should she tell her husband and the wife? Like, should she re-confront the boss who made a pass at her in the kitchen? You decide what happens next. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's other people's problems. We are trying to help out Candy. Basically, they had a dinner party with her husband and her husband's boss, but they're friendly.
Sounds like they like have these often.
Yeah, because if you end up like at a real formal dinner party, like you don't even do the dishes, right? You just kind of move them to the side.
Yeah,
and then just like I'll clean them when everybody leaves.
Yep.
But they were doing dishes, and it ended up her and her husband's boss, and he kind of like leaned in for the kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, he's kind of swept it under the rug. I don't know why I said it like that. And she's like, "What do? I can't live this lie." But if I tell, I blow up relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband's job, too, potentially.
Potentially, yeah.
Because can you still work for that guy if you know he did that? Or
I mean, I swear to God, I'm not trying to be weird, but what would you do if you thought I made a pass at Angie? It'd be like, as much as you love this job, that would not go well.
No, no, that would be
right.
I mean, would be hard.
What would you do if I made a pass at Angie?
Well,
don't answer that.
You know what? Let's get into it.
What would you
here.
Do if Aaron and I together?
It's really you. Don't try
I'm
to
the
sneak
thing.
Back
I'm
in.
I'm the reason this can't happen. Okay, Josh.
Yay.
What do you think Candy should do?
I think the truth needs to come out. We don't learn lessons unless we're faced with our mistakes. So it's definitely something I've been through myself as well, and it sucks.
You've been through it? Like somebody made a pass at you or your significant other?
No, in regards to, I mean, multiple different times, but, you know, friendships have been lost with stuff like this. Yeah. Not directly with me, but somebody making a pass at my wife, and it's important for there to be trust. And if it's something they can recover from, then that's a good thing. But ultimately, I think the truth needs to come out.
All right.
Yeah.
Do
we want to learn lessons though? No. It sounds hard.
Absolutely. Out of school. I graduated. I don't need to learn anymore. I agree with him, but
it goes back to what I said of, what do you want to know?
I do want to know, unless, but I would also, like in TX's place, he's so happy working here. He loves us, I presume. He loves working here. He's always wanted to be in radio. Mm-hmm. So if nothing happened between Angie and I,
but part of
having him find out.
Part of what, sorry to speak for you, but part of what is so great about this place are the people. So to find out that the person that you are the closest with.
But nothing happened.
But you made a pass. Hypothetically,
I don't know.
Not
I just leaned over.
Theoretically, whatever.
The more times, the more we talk about it, the less he's on the show. So we relax, buddy.
I'm drifting out of the room here.
I didn't. I wouldn't. But it's just one
Is
of those things where it's
now.
You want to give your LinkedIn profile, Gordon?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I was supposed to say yay.
So what advice do you have for Candy?
Well, my curiosity is bothering me because I'm wondering if she looks like the boss's wife.
Oh, that it was an honest mistake?
Yes.
Why would the boss's wife be washing dishes? It's like he knew. I don't even care the answer. Like, she's standing at her sink doing her dishes.
Which
and he's,
might
like,
be
all
what
dry.
A friend does.
Yeah,
but
here's the thing, dude. If you're hammered, you know, you could walk into the kitchen and like,
just come up behind somebody. I've done that. I've come up behind wrong person and done a little, get a little grab or a little neck or whatever. But
yeah, but you think he would then react once he...
Oh, geez, wow. Yeah.
Or like, I guess, I mean, is Gordon saying how hammered? You could be hammered enough that you wouldn't react? You wouldn't realize it?
I don't buy it, man.
Yeah, what if they were both drunk?
Okay, so Gordon, you're a serial cheater.
Hey.
Negative.
Well, I'm just saying, it's probably alcohol tolerance. Like I said earlier, I've never been so... people who go... Are sober thoughts drunk words? Are drunk words sober thoughts? Like, because people go like, oh my God, he said that, but then he said he was drunk. And it's like, yeah,
you didn't think
a new thing.
No, you've been thinking that for a while.
Yes.
Just getting drunk gives you the false confidence.
All that
to
does
say
is
it.
Give you the inhibition letdown.
Yeah. Liquid
so
love.
Like, yes.
So you're saying that he got drunk and he's using that for an excuse or what?
100%. I think it's like, man, we're both a little tipsy and I'm helping her do the dishes. Where's her husband at? I'm just going to lean in and see what happens. And I was like,
and I can play it off if I get in trouble.
Oh God, it's so easy. Oh man, we've been drinking.
Like, I do that all the time with texts. I'll have like a sip of a White Claw and be like, oh no, I need to text someone.
Aaron? Olivia. Olivia!
Oh, hi!
Hi! Sorry. You must be getting some good speed right now. Sounds like you're qualifying for F1. What do you think?
I think that she should definitely tell her husband. I think if roles were reversed, I would want to know personally, even if alcohol was involved or not. I just, like you guys said, drunk words are sober thoughts.
Yeah, but
and
you want to know, but even if your job could go away, your friendship could go away, you still want to know. Like, there is a point. I keep using Tiak as the example, but it's like...
Yeah, you could stop anytime.
But if ignorance is bliss sometimes.
I get what you're saying.
This is not one of the situations.
But if nothing happened, Aaron, if they kissed, then you have to tell. But if they both... If she pulled back and then he was like, oh... And then it just... What happened? What happened? What happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think no matter what the details are, some weird stuff occurred, and I think that he has the right to know.
Okay. Yeah. What nights do you work late at Brothers Bar?
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.